Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Writer Than You podcast.
All right, good morning. Welcome to the show. Bill Ryder with you. I've been talking about college basketball, which is fine, but we have literally the best in the business to actually give you some expertise. John Rothstein, our friend, CBS Sports college basketball analyst extraordinaire, host of College Hoops Today, the podcast, College Basketball Insider. You should follow him on Twitter at John Rothstein. He joins me right now. John, good morning. I know it's a busy time, buddy. Thanks for fitting us in.
No, Bill, great to be with you as always, my friend.
Appreciate you, buddy. So I took my son yesterday to Arizona Clemson here in L.A., and Henry, my 11-year-old, decided just randomly he's an Arizona fan, just he wanted to be, and we were expecting a lot of offense, and obviously Clemson, great start, great finish, able to win that game, and not to pick on Tommy Lloyd, but not the success that fan base wanted as a 2-seed this year, not the success obviously last year when they went down as a 2-seed in the first round of Princeton, and the year before, 1-seed, they lost a good Houston team, also in the Sweet 16. Is this Arizona team just, are they waiting for that breakthrough and it's a matter of math and they'll be there, or is there just something about this program right now that they haven't been able to get over this hump?
Well, Bill, let's split the atom right now on how Arizona fans have been taken to the gates of hell for the last decade and a half. Tommy Lloyd, the last three seasons, tremendous regular seasons, but you lose in three straight NCAA tournaments to lower-seeded teams. You lose last night to Clemson. You lose last year to Princeton, who was a 15 seed. You lose 2 years ago to a Houston team when you were a 1 seed that was a 5 seed that lost two starters, Marcus Sasser and Tremont Mark, to season-ending injuries. That's the Tommy Lloyd era. Sean Miller, who obviously had a lot of on-court success when he was at Arizona, went to the Elite Eight 3 times as the head coach of Arizona, 2011, 2014, 2015. In two of those three Elite Eight appearances, Arizona lost on the final possession. Then, 2013, Sweet 16, Arizona, Ohio State. Arizona does not switch a screen late in the game. When Quinton Ross makes a three for Ohio State in Los Angeles, Arizona loses. Then 2017, Arizona is dominating Xavier in the Sweet 16. That was the team that had Larry Markkanen. And then Xavier makes a late surge in the final 2 minutes to beat Arizona by 2 points. That's 8 times since 2011 that Arizona could have gotten to the Final Four and did not. Their fan base has been taken to the gates of hell. Bill, I would say it's anarchy, but I know it's not. It's just college basketball.
I love it, John. Unless you're an Arizona fan, and then I have deep sympathy for you, John Rothstein, here on the program. And look, like, I'm taking nothing away from Alabama. That is obviously a huge win against UNC, and it's kind of cool as a neutral, John, to see some of the chalk fall away. But the door to the Final Four is pretty wide open for both those programs. Looking forward a little bit, Clemson, Alabama, do you see a distinct advantage for one of those two teams?
Well, I played earlier in the season. Clemson won the game in Tuscaloosa. It's another tremendous contrast in styles. Alabama wants to play at breakneck speed. Clemson wants to play at a slower pace. And I was fortunate enough to cover Clemson last week in Memphis when Clemson beat New Mexico and Baylor. And Baylor in the round of 64, Bill, had put up 92 points against Colgate and only got 64 against Clemson because the Tigers controlled the game from tip until finish. One of the main reasons why has been obviously the play of Chase Hunter, who has been a breakout star in the NCAA tournament. He was sensational again last night. And more I watched this Clemson team, and I saw him obviously twice in person last week in Memphis, it really reminds me of the styles that Rick Majerus used to play at Utah in the late 90s when he had those great teams with Doliak, with Van Horn, with Andre Miller. It's a similar style in terms of physicality, and it's a similar style in terms of discipline. Clemson never wavers from what it wants to accomplish. And, Bill, this isn't probably the made-for-TV matchup that a lot of people wanted. It might be if the game started with a kickoff instead of a tip-off. But this is part of what makes the NCAA tournament so special. On Saturday night, either Clemson or Alabama will be going to the Final Four for the first time ever.
John Rothstein just blew my mind because at that Clemson game, watching them dominate just defensively and physically, you're right. There was something in my brain. I watched those Utah teams. I loved those Utah teams. That is such a great – what a great call, John. All right, let me ask you a question that has a – I have a personal rooting interest here. It won't impact your answer, but I – UConn dominated San Diego State, and that they look – I mean, my God, they look so good so far in this tournament. But you know how this goes, John, when you're covering – especially the sport you cover – college basketball coaches are they're great when they're great. And many moons ago in my college basketball reporting days when I covered Kansas State and I got to know Huggy and I got to know Frank Martin and I got to know Brad Underwood and I got to know Brad really well. And you root for the good guys in this business. I've been following this Illinois team. I'm rooting for this Illinois team. They are really interesting. I'm a fan of Brad as a coach and a person. But UConn looks so dominant. Can Illinois get to that level we've seen from UConn? Or is that just a huge upset if the Fighting Illini find a way to win that game?
Well, let's look at the positives right now. Illinois unequivocally has the best wing tandem in college basketball with Terrence Shannon Jr. and Marcus Domask. Terrence Shannon Jr. has separated himself, and I wrote this today, as the best individual scorer remaining in the NCAA tournament. Since the start of the Big Ten tournament, he's averaging over 31 points per game. And to beat UConn, you have to be able to go over the top of UConn's defense with a face of five. Illinois has that in Coleman Hawkins. So the personnel for Illinois is suited to make it difficult for UConn, again, to come out and guard them. That's the positive. Here's the negative. Illinois has to win a road game to get to the Final Four. The TD Garden in Boston is 84 miles from Gamble Pavilion, and we're looking at a UConn team right now that has won its last eight NCAA tournament games by an average of 22.9 points per game. And for all that UConn has accomplished in its storied legacy and history under Jim Calhoun, five national titles, six Final Fours, a whopping 19 Big East regular season and tournament titles combined, UConn has never been to the Final Four in back-to-back seasons. The Huskies are playing for a piece of history. It would be an incredible upset for Illinois to go to Boston and beat UConn, considering how well the Huskies are playing. But remember, we have seen teams with regional advantages lose games in this type of a setting. I'll give you two examples. In Boston 12 years ago, Syracuse was the number two team in the country behind Kentucky in 2012, lost Fab Melo before the start of the NCAA tournament, and lost to Jared Sullinger, Aaron Kraft, and Ohio State in the East Regional Final in Boston. And remember, 7 years ago in Kansas City, Frank Mason in Kansas played in Kansas City in a regional final, but came up short against Tyler Dorsey in Oregon. It's possible, and logically, I wouldn't predict it, but Bill, you know as well as I do, logic does not exist in college basketball.
All right, so I'm going to root for Illinois, but I won't put – I like – and I'm not a neutral in that game, but as a neutral, I obviously like watching Cinderella's dance at the ball as far as they can. I like watching the big dogs go down. I just think the drama's fun. So if I'm rooting for that, is there either the Zags tonight or maybe Houston? Those are both obviously really good teams against Purdue and against Duke, respectively. Do you see a scenario where one of those big dogs can lose and go down in the madness of March?
If you're asking me my picks tonight, I've got Houston, Marquette, Purdue, and Creighton. These are the storylines tonight. Houston, Duke. We've got the toughest team in college basketball against probably the most highly recruited team in college basketball. Kelvin Sampson, when he went to the Final Four in 2002 with Oklahoma, was coming of age as a coach. John Shire was 14 years old at that time. Tonight, the two go head-to-head. NC State is the darling of the NCAA tournament. 17-14 at the end of the regular season. The Wolfpack have won 7 consecutive games. But when you have a team like NC State that is constantly pressuring the opponent, it can be sometimes a disadvantage if you bring that pressure against a team that has multiple ball handlers. Marquette has 2 of the best in Cam Jones and Tyler Kolek. And also, Oso Igodoro is a player on Marquette that Shaka Smart has openly made into a point center. So Marquette, to me, is tailor-made to handle his pressure. I like Shaka Smart and the Golden Eagles. Purdue and Gonzaga. Purdue is 2 wins away from immortality. Purdue is 2 wins away from exercising the demons from last year against Fairleigh Dickinson, which was the biggest upset in the history of the NCAA tournament, and 2 years ago against St. Peter's. The Boilers are 2-0 against Gonzaga in the last 2 seasons. I don't think that changes tonight. Now, here's where things get interesting. Tennessee has averaged over 24 wins per season in the last 7 years under Rick Barnes, but the Vols have never gotten past the Sweet 16 under Rick Barnes. This has been the round where Tennessee has really struggled. Remember, last year Tennessee lost to Florida Atlantic without Zakai Ziegler. This is what I'm concerned with. Tennessee really struggled to score against Texas, only got 62. The starting backcourt for Tennessee, Santiago Vescovi and Zakai Ziegler, is only 8 of 27 from the field in the NCAA tournament. And you know as well as I do, Ryan Kalkbrenner for Creighton is the 3-time Big East Defensive Player of the Year, and he's almost like a hockey goalie who's on a hot streak with the way Bill, he can not only protect the front of the rim, but also be in a situation where he can defend without fouling, Bill. That is an art, to be able to protect things at the rim without fouling. So I, Bill, am going to take Creighton over Tennessee, setting up on the right side of your bracket, Houston, Marquette, and also Purdue against Creighton.
I love it. John Rothstein here on the show, breaking it down for us. John, let me ask you a big picture question. I know we're in the granular of the tournament, but every year when I'm watching this thing, I'm just reminded of how much upperclassmen matter and how much team chemistry matters and how much, even though we focus on individual talents, and that's a big part of the sport, and obviously a lot of those are young guys that have huge NBA futures and maybe don't stick around as long, that the ability for a coach to really mold a team in practice and have guys together and go through some battles, that transfers to this time of year. That's even harder now, obviously, with NIL/transfer portal realities. Is there a new calculus or a new approach to the old calculus for how guys have to build their teams and build their programs to be talked about by John Rothstein this time of year?
Look, Phil, I said this last night on our show, and I think it's really, really, you know, something that's become a fact with, obviously, the COVID additional year of eligibility. Look at the NCAA tournament right now and look at the players who are having big-time years. COVID seniors. These are the COVID seniors who are in their 5th year of eligibility that are performing for the teams we've seen the past couple of nights. You ready?
Hit me.
Terrence Shannon Jr., Marcus Domask, Tristan Newton, Cam Spencer. These guys are all COVID seniors who came back to use an additional year of eligibility. It is no secret that you have to be old in college basketball to have success, and you have to have certain principles ingrained. And another one we are going to see tonight in Baylor Shireman at Creighton, who has had an All-American type season. Who will he be playing tonight? Dalton Connect, a 5th-year player who a year ago was at Northern Colorado. He comes to Tennessee. He has transcended Tennessee's ceiling because of his offense. And then you look elsewhere around the other bracket tonight, let's look at NC State. Breakthrough run. What's DJ Burns? He's a COVID senior. What's Casey Morcell? He's a COVID senior. None of this is a coincidence. None of this is an accident. And I've said it before and I'll say it again. Until the clock sets back to normal with recruiting, you need to recruit productive COVID seniors with the same fervor that you recruit five-star prospects. San Diego State went to the national title game last year. It had a slew of players who were using their extra year of eligibility.
That is such a great insight. John Rothstein here on the show. I'm Bill Ryder on CBS Sports Radio. John, let's close here. Give me how you think this thing finishes off, Final Four and beyond. What are we looking at?
Sticking with Connecticut out of the East, I'm going to stick with Houston and Purdue on the right side of your bracket, and then I'm going to go with Clemson out of the West.
Love that. And if you're going to crown a likely national champion, or is UConn the pick, or do you see something else playing out?
I am still hoping we have a clash of the Titans with UConn and Purdue in the national title game, clinging against Donovan clinging against Zach Edey, you know, 7-2 against 7-4 in the middle, a throwback to the mid-1990s. I don't feel like The Undertaker against Kane in WrestleMania 14.
John, dude, hey, man, love the insight. That was incredible. Appreciate you. Enjoy the rest of the tournament. Thanks for making us all a bunch smarter.
Bill, awesome to finally connect with you, man. Love the show.
You too, pal. Thank you, John Rossi. That was amazing. CBS Sports college basketball analyst, host of College Hoops Today podcast, college basketball insider, John Rossi on Twitter. If I could send you, wherever you're listening, you know, some of you I know from social media, some of you I don't, appreciate all of you. If I could send you a gift, right? You know, you just send gifts to your buddies. I would send you the Beautiful Mind gift right now and just be John Rossi, a little sign pointing up. That dude's basketball brain is impressive. Wow. It's also really nice. Bill, as you know, as you well know, and then he breaks down like an arithmetic equation of the physics of a shot. Yeah, no, I totally know that too. Guy's awesome. All right, 855-212-4CBS. We're closing out a fun week. Closing out for John and I. That's a compliment he didn't deserve. For Tom and I. His name's Tom. Names are hard. We're on vacation next week. We're closing out our week. Let's do buy or sell. We have a lot of things in sports we have not hit, including some NFL news, next year on CBS Sports Radio.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back to Writer Than You.
There's also 2 million podcasts that I listen to now. I try not to do podcasts forever, and now I can't. I listen to SmartList. I watch a ton of soccer. I listen to soccer podcasts. Obviously, Beyond the Arc. I listen back on repeat to myself talking. That's always fun. You should listen to
on CBS Sports Radio.
You're so amused with yourself. Welcome back into the show. No, we're not playing Arizona to mock or mourn that team. We just play at this spot every show. I don't know why. It just happens on a previous producer, and Tom does it, and it's a good song. Love it.
I thought this was your thing.
No.
So are you giving me the power to change this on Fridays?
I don't want to give you the power to do anything.
Fair enough.
I like the song. So somebody might have been Stuart Kovacs, might have been Tom DiBenedetto.
Definitely Tom. Big Kings of Leon guy.
Yeah, maybe that's why. I like it. It's fine. I have two questions for you and a question off of the question. Are you ready before we get into buy or sell? You ready?
Nope.
You want question one first or question two first?
You know, let's switch it up. Let's go question two.
All right. So we are talking about the fact you're going on a road trip with your nearly three-year-old son, Will, and I asked if he eats Puffs. And you were like, oh, yeah. Puffs, for those of you that don't know, I didn't know. You wouldn't know unless you have kids, it's an invention by, I don't know, is it cereal companies or baby food companies? It's a small, how do you describe it? It's almost as if you took a Cheerio, you change its flavors, but it was in a Cheeto form, but mini, like it's puffed up. How do I describe a puff?
You got all that? You got that, everyone?
How would you describe a puff?
I don't, and it doesn't really taste like anything.
No, they're here's my question. Brilliant. Kids will eat it. Should they have made puffs for adults? Like, would you eat a puff if it was the size of a thumb? If an apple puff or a bourbon and, barbecue puff?
Yeah, if we're going to drastically change the flavor, yeah, I'm in.
So I would never eat the puffs when we had the kids eating the puffs. Lori would, and by the way, parents, great parenting. I don't know what's wrong in America. They'll just be like, here's the thing of puffs, eat the puffs. Right? You just hand, it's basically handing your kid Pringles. For dinner.
I've done that on multiple occasions.
Yeah, I did too. All right. All right, that was it. That was question number one. Do you want adult puffs? You said maybe if they change the flavor.
Yes.
Would they have to come in a larger can too? The can
yes.
be huge?
Yes, yes. Got, need a bigger container.
Shaped like a Pringles container.
Yes.
Basically. Puffs. Okay. Man, it was so easy to feed the kids when you could legally give them puffs.
I mean, kudos to you. You haven't had to use puffs in a long time.
Now we have to feed the children now with food and everything. Yeah. Louis Gossett Jr. passed away. Did you see this? I think the news came out last night. I'm a huge fan. Huge fan. And I want to know if you can name this movie. You're probably able to guess it because you've been reading the stories. But where he goes, mayonnaise to somebody. He calls somebody mayonnaise. It's right before they fight.
Have I ever not let you down with a movie quote?
Let me down. Don't let me down. You can do it.
I don't know.
An Officer and a Gentleman, which I know I've talked about to you on the air.
Yeah,
amazing,
and I've seen.
Amazing movie.
I've seen.
Have you?
Yeah.
I did not realize he won an Oscar for that role until I started reading about his life. I knew that was an amazing, amazing film. Then part two of the question was, is it fair to hold someone accountable for a film that aired in 1983, premiered, before they were born? You were not born in 83.
I was not born in 83.
The answer is yes, yes, you can. If you haven't seen The Godfather, you're not a real man. You're not. You've seen The Godfather, right?
I have.
Does it make you a real man? It's just on, like, you have to check it off.
Well, I think there's a very long list of other reasons why I'm not a real man.
You're not a real man, you're saying?
Well, I think a lot of people would argue that.
I wouldn't argue that.
Well,
why are you? Whoa, you want to get into this?
Not really. Not really.
You think you're not a real man?
Well, I think a lot of people would say that.
Who would say that?
Basically anybody I've ever spoken to.
Sister Agatha?
No,
other than her.
I've never run into her on the streets of New York.
I just wanted directions. I mean, I didn't do this to you.
No, like usual, I do it to myself.
What is happening? All right, as Tom contemplates publicly his manhood, let's do buy or sell.
What side will Bill take on the biggest issues in the world of sports? It's time for today's edition of Buy or Sell on Writer Than You.
All right, here we go, Bill. I got rapid fire for you today. Buy or sell Brian Kelly saying the Commanders are drafting Jaden Daniels means he knows for sure the Commanders are drafting Jaden Daniels.
Honestly, I missed the first part of that because I was laughing so hard at you just shooting yourself in your own foot. Buy or sell Brian Kelly saying the Commanders are drafting Jaden Daniels means for sure he knows the Commanders are drafting Jaden Daniels. Sell.
Sell.
I don't think he actually knows.
All right.
I think he is pushing his... Oh, sorry. Rapid fire.
Excuse rapid me. Fire. Really fast.
That, by the way, that was a manly presentation. I just want to go back to this. Who doesn't think you're a real man?
Well, let's put it this way. Let's not ask my wife that question.
Oh, no. Well, your wife thinks you're a great real man.
Hmm. Maybe certain days.
Maybe she just says to you, hey, man.
Hey, Eeyore.
So, if you want to talk this through, it is a public radio show that is broadcast across the country, but I'm here. If you want to talk through whatever's going on, we can do it.
Well, you know
what? Buy or sell, you want to talk through your marriage right now.
Sell.
Okay.
You and I are both off next week. We got some time on our hands. Maybe we can work through it.
Hit me up. I'll be around. I'll definitely take your call. Decline.
All right, Bill, back to the NFL here. Brandon Ayuk is entering the final year of his rookie deal with the 49ers and said, quote, I'm trying to get what I deserve, end quote. Bill, buy or sell the 49ers being as dangerous without Brandon Ayuk?
I will buy that they can be. I
don't, buy.
Look, obviously a incredibly talented player, especially on offense for a team that is about offense, which is what you have to be in the NFL in general. Is going to make you better. But I think the Tyreek Hill thing with the Chiefs shows that if you have the right quarterback, and I think the Niners do, it's not as certain as with Mahomes in Kansas City as it is with Purdy, and you have the right play caller or person building the offensive approach, Andy Reid, Kyle Shanahan, that you can make do. So do they want him? Sure. Can they be as dangerous? It won't be as easy, but if anyone can navigate that, if this comes to a real crosshairs, it would be after the Chiefs, the Niners.
All right, Bill, buy or sell the Houston Texans would have been a better fit for Saquon Barkley than the Eagles.
For whom?
For Saquon.
That's a good question. It's nice to be in the NFC. I'm going to sell because I think it's a net neutral. I do. I think it's and by the way, you want to play your former team? You want that experience? You want to go get them. I understand it. I am high on the Texans, but the Eagles were 10-1 last year at one point, and were in a Super Bowl the year before that. We have short memories in the NFL because things move quickly. It is very conceivable that Philly could be one of the three or four best teams in the NFL next year. That is not an impossibility the way that it is with, say, the Bears.
All right, Bill, let's head over to the college side. Buy or sell Notre Dame being independent is more valuable now than it ever has been.
Buy. And I do know the context of this. I know that's what they're saying, that it is true. The money that they're going to be able to negotiate, the payouts they're going to get as a share of what is coming for college football playoff expansion and what may be coming. I will also buy. I'll ask myself a question. Buy or sell Notre Dame did this accidentally. They never saw this coming. It was good fortune by accident. Buy.
Buy.
Because if the model had gone a different way, if the Pac-12 had really survived, if the other conferences had been able to have the foresight to know that they needed to guard against the SEC the way the Big Ten did, I don't know if it would have been true, but that's not the world we're in, so good for them.
All right, Bill, hoopier than now. Some NBA. Buy or sell DeJounte Murray's 44 points on 44 shots that included a buzzer beater to beat the Celtics in overtime.
So it was buy or sell that I think is a good because buy. Yep.
Buy.
Look, man, you beat Boston. How many shots did Kobe need to get 60 on his last game? Do you know?
It was an absurd amount. I want to say it was in the low 40s.
Yeah, I think that's right. I was at that game. It was absurd in a vacuum, but these things don't happen in a vacuum. I'm going to look it up. So, yeah, context matters, even though this is no context buy or sell. You just beat the Celtics in that game because of that accomplishment. You also beat them, came back from a 30-point deficit a few games ago, your last game. They are, at least on paper, I'm not sure practice, the best team in the NBA. Hell yeah, it matters.
Kobe took 50 shots to get 60
points. I knew it was
points.
50. I remember being there and just everyone was like, oh, Kobe, and thinking, I guess I probably can't be the guy to say it's a lot of shots.
22 also, of 50.
They almost lost to Utah on that. They beat them. But like there were stretches of the game. Yeah. Anyway, yes, I think I buy its accomplishment. And I think that hitting the game winner in overtime is the sort of like, okay, if it was a toss-up, that's the – if he misses it, maybe we have a different conversation.
Bill, buy or sell, you think Draymond Green has learned his lesson?
Sell. I've gotten past thinking he can learn his lesson.
Sell.
And the more that I think about it, the more I think that Steph Curry should not be criticized for his emotions, that Draymond Green should be crushed for Steph's emotions, and that Steph Curry should not be criticized for not being able to lead Draymond Green. It is really, 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 really hard to change someone who's unchangeable.
Buy or sell the Timberwolves-Nuggets game tonight means the two best teams in the West are going head-to-head. And no, I don't just mean by looking at the standings.
I will sell. I think
sell.
I am skeptical. And by the way, I'll even include the idea of Cat being healthy. I am skeptical of the Timberwolves' ceiling and the Thunder's ceiling. But if I had to take... Oh, man, Anthony Edwards is so good, though. But if I had to take one, I would take Oklahoma City. And I think New Orleans is a more likely team, depending on matchups, to break through than both of them. And by the way, New Orleans has dominated the Clippers this year and last year. They've won 8 of the last 10, and I think 3 or 4 this year. Yeah, they are. New Orleans, I think, has a higher ceiling than both those teams.
Buy or sell the Milwaukee Bucks winning at least 2 of their next 3 games against the Hawks, Wizards, and Grizzlies.
I see what you're doing here. I mean, they have to, right? I mean, buy.
Buy.
The Wizards haven't been playing all that badly, though, but they have to.
All right, Bill. Buy or sell Caitlin Clark needs to be asked about Ice Cube's offer to play in the Big 3 this weekend.
Buy. And I love Caitlin Clark because of all the sort of associations I have with that program, but sell if she gets angry. She can say I'm not going to answer. But
sell.
By the way, I will say this. It is obnoxious that this got leaked during her attempt to win a national championship. It's also intentional by the Big 3. You want to drum up attention to the Big 3 when she's at the height of her Q rating, of her fame, of the spotlight at its brightest and its most focused. And that is right now. Her fault, though.
Some baseball here, Bill. Buy or sell, you feel bad for Mike Trout after he homered yesterday, but the Angels managed just 2 hits and lost 11-3 to the Orioles.
Sell, I'm past.
Sell.
Let me say this, too. I'm going to do what is a really healthy, fair approach to analysis. I'm going to do armchair psychologist based on 2 games in person and some games on TV. That's a really good, right? That's very, very responsible. I don't think he loves Shohei. I think the moment Shohei Ohtani struck him out in the World Baseball Classic in that final bat, I think something broke for Trout. I do. Maybe I'm wrong. By the way, that's the most mesmerizing at bat I've ever seen. And it did not happen in a Major League Baseball game. I don't have sympathy for the guy. Some of it's because I am worn down, maybe on his behalf. It's not the first year that it's occurred to me that his career has been wasted by the Angels, and he's not the player that he used to be.
All right, Bill. Buy or sell, you're bothered by the Tampa Bay Rays hanging a 2023 AL wildcard banner at Tropicana Field yesterday.
I will buy. That is pretty terrible. That is really sad.
Oh, by the way, they lost 2 straight games in that wild card series.
Buy or sell, you want me to give you a real-life example of losers who do this. You can spot it.
Buy.
Anytime someone on their resume, or I hate to say it, but what's the old thing? If this guy was a bleep in life, he's a bleep in death. Like, or in their obituary. Like, if someone says he was a Pulitzer Prize-nominated journalist, that guy's a piece of silliness. Do you know who's a Pulitzer-nominated journalist? Do you want me to tell you who is? I am. Because back in my... You know what? You know who can get nominated for a Pulitzer Prize? Anybody whose bosses want to send in $50 and take it and dare to dream. There's literally 1,000 nominated Pulitzer Prize journalists every year. No, wild card banner. Did they lose that series?
To the inevitable champs, yeah, the Rangers.
I mean, get the heck out of here, man. You look nervous there.
Very passionate about this.
I can't stand phonies. Holden Caulfield style. Those bleep and bleep phonies.
All right, Bill, let's stay in baseball here. Buy or sell, yesterday's Cubs extra inning loss already crushed your soul.
Shut up. Is that an answer? Do I have that as a drop? Yeah, bye.
Thank you
for bringing it up. That's the reason I didn't bring up the Cubs today. Dude, the joy you take.
You
know what?
I didn't do anything.
You enjoy your 13-hour drive with your wife questioning your manliness.
Ouch.
She doesn't question your manliness.
Most days.
Buy or sell that anyone questions Tom's manliness, sell.
Sell.
Bill, you're a mean man.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, sometimes.
Bill, buy or sell, you'd rather see the Houston Astros win the World Series rather than the Yankees.
Can I sell that you asked me that question?
Sell.
Sell. I'd much rather the Yankees win the World Series.
Sell.
I don't dislike the Yankees at all. I never even contemplated until I moved to New York and met Yankees fans. I mean, my mom's from Jersey. My mom's from New York, right? I love New York City. I didn't stay there. We ended up coming back to L.A. But buy or sell, if I had lived in New York, it would be, not with you, but in the universe, not your rules, okay to wear a Yankees cap as a sign of I love New York, not a sign of I'm a Yankees fan.
Bye.
Yeah. I do love New York.
Speaking of love, Bill, last one for you. Buy or sell, you will speak to me at all during your vacation next week.
Oh, bye. I want to check in on
bye.
On your marriage now and the drive with your kid. Also, you know that I like just calling you to mess with you for no reason.
Hey. I got nothing.
Hoppity dippity doo. And you're just like, well, I'm like, talk to you later. Click. Or I'll take up your time. Then I'll be, oh, I got to go. There's a person walking toward me that might be someone I want to say hi to. Okay, goodbye. Buy or sell, you want to hear from me over your vacation.
Buy.
Oh, I love it when you lie so good. Let's do Bum of the Week here on the show to close out the week after we get a CBS Sports Radio update from Chris LaPresti.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
You're listening to the Writer Than You podcast.
All right, welcome back into the show, Writer Than You, here on CBS Sports Radio. Tom, do you want another musical quiz?
Not really.
Okay. All right.
What do you got?
We don't have to. Trying to build you up.
What do you got?
All right. I was trying to tell you that off the air, never, ever, ever say anyone thinks you're not a real man, because you are. I was, wasn't I?
Sort of, yeah.
And you're over. What do you mean, hold on. What do you mean, sort of?
Yeah, in your own way.
What other way? Okay, let's move past that. So, I started singing you this song. You're the best around. Nothing's going to ever get Tom down. Because I thought we'd connect on that, and you looked perplexed. And I said, so I'll ask you now. I said, save it for the air. What movie is that from? You're the best around. Cheesy 80s song. But it's a great song in the context of the film.
It's one of the Rocky movies, right?
Almost. Rocky with Your Feet if you're a kid. The Karate Kid.
That's not in Rocky at all?
I don't know, but it's basically the song during the fighting montage before Daniel really gets into it, when he's sort of advancing.
I don't want to give my thoughts on this particular film right before we do Buy or Sell.
You don't like The Karate Kid?
I didn't say that at all.
What do you think of The Karate Kid, Tom?
It's, I think it's a bit overrated.
Oh, my God. You don't watch Cobra Kai, then?
I do not.
Okay. Cobra, why not? All right, let's, you know what? I'm not going to give it to you. Don't worry about it. You're right. On a different day, if I didn't have vacation, you might get nominated for that, but you're entitled to your own opinion. Let's, not your own facts, and it's a fact that Karate Kid is an American masterpiece. Let's do Bum of the Week.
Hallelujah, I'm a bum.
All he's doing is a whole lot of damn nothing.
I'm a bum.
You rotten bum!
I'm a bum.
You're a bunch of bums.
I'm a bum. I'm a bum. I'm a bum.
Who's the bum this week? Let's find out on Writer Than You on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, let's do that's Bum of the Week this thing, Tommy. You excited?
I'm on a hot streak.
Yeah, you shouldn't be winning Bum of the Week. I mean, yes, congratulations. Draymond Green feels like a front runner. I'm willing to go through with them. I'm willing to kind of be open-minded for making Steph Curry cry and all the associated silliness that's out there. I mean, gosh, this is hard. Doc Rivers is kind of back in the mix, right? You blow a 19-point lead to the LeBron-less Lakers, and then you turn around, and look, the Pelicans aren't a bad team, but you lose to the Pelicans. I think he's on the list. I guess I can nominate the Celtics for losing. I mean, normally they might even win back-to-back games to the Hawks, right? I think that's a good one. Man. Who else, Tom, should we be nominating for the magic that is Bum of the Week?
I've had it with the NFL, Bill. The NFL should be nominated.
What?
Do not give me two games on a Wednesday on Christmas.
No, come on.
I don't need Wednesday Christmas doubleheaders from the NFL.
You're being a little grumpy here.
There's also a week one Friday night game in Brazil. Too much. Too much.
I did rant to a guy yesterday, and I thought maybe this is something we should do on the show. I think the NFL is setting itself up for long-term diminishment. And I think it's a 10 or 20-year timeline. But I have become convinced that they are going to undercut their dominance. Now, they're going to make a lot of money over 10 or 20 years, and I don't think they're going to become baseball where they're not relevant. I just think there is going to be room to close that gap pretty significantly because of... But anyway, a different talk, different time. I'm almost one of the week for just getting off topic here. I can't get there with you.
All right, I got one more for you, then.
I got one.
Okay.
I'm gonna nominate the Suns. You can't lose to the Wemby-less Spurs, let alone lose this Spurs team multiple times in a season and continuously play poorly.
I'm going to stay in the NBA as well. I'm going to go Tari Eason of the Houston Rockets.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
For calling out Draymond when, right. Tari, you haven't played since New Year's Day. You're out for the year with an injury.
That's an excellent one. I'm just going to look back through my notes here for the week, right? Just make sure I'm not... I miss nominating people that make you uncomfortable. Let me ask you a question. I haven't done this yet. This hasn't happened yet. But if somebody on my other podcast made me mad, could I nominate them? Does it transfer?
You can do whatever. Yeah.
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 They better watch out. They're both great, though. So unfortunately, that bit's not going to be probably as likely to succeed as I had hoped. I'm not going to pretend. All right. Fine. I mean, this is no contest, right? I don't have to drag this out. For getting kicked out of another game, for not learning your lesson, for maybe single-handedly destroying one of the best dynasties we've seen this century, for making Stephon Curry cry, for never being accountable unless you're going to pretend to be accountable when we all know you're not accountable. Draymond Green, you're the bum of the week, bro.
That's your bum of the week.
I detest you!
On Writer Than You.
I just looked down. And I have 13 text messages. What would be your reaction if you got 13 text messages?
Whoa, something not good has happened.
Yeah. Instead, it is my wife and daughter texting nonstop about the vacation we're going to go on next week, which is sweet. But they're both working and or at school and I'm working. Like, why don't you put, what is 8:51? My time. Why don't you pay attention to, what is she in? Math class.
Speaking of your vacation.
Talk to me about it.
What time are you leaving today?
Oh, you trying to get me to tell this story on the air? I'm not doing it. I'll do it. I don't care. My wife is never on time for anything. Is constantly late. Is always not packed. And so last night, I was just like, I love you. You're great. I texted her, here's the deal. Because we got to get out of town, beat traffic, and make a dinner reservation 3 or 4 hours from here. I'm leaving at 2:15. I'm leaving to pick up the kids, and that's when I'm leaving, whether you're with me or not. And she writes back, am I going? And I write back, to be determined. And I'm not kidding. That's just where I am.
She knows you're not kidding.
And do you know what happened? For the first time in our marriage, she's packed the night before.
All right.
Yeah. So there. Now I'm a jerk. Now I'm the bum of the week.
No, I think it's a great story.
Not mad at all. I was just like, I love you. You're amazing. She thought it was funny. You're amazing. And there's planes to where we're going. And if you want to fly tomorrow instead of road trip with me and the kids, that's a choice. I'm leaving at this. And I'm serious. I'm 100%. This was where I've gotten to.
That is a personal choice. If you would like,
you don't live in L.A. You don't know what it's like to be caught on the 405 when everyone's leaving for spring break if you leave too late. Judging me.
I want to text you I'm going to set an alarm. I'm going to text you at 2:15 Pacific time today.
I'm leaving. I'm pulling out of the driveway. Good luck.
I can imagine you taking a selfie with your wife chasing the car behind you.
Thank you for closing the show with me sounding like the most doting husband on earth.
That's what I'm here for.
You liked it, though, didn't you?
It's a great story.
What is the percentage odds you would ever say that to your wife?
Slim to none.
God, just checking. We occupy different spaces. Philosophies. Have a great vacation, Tom.
Same to you.
Definitely going to take your phone calls when you call. I'm Bill Ryder. The show's Ryder Than You. Have a good weekend. Thanks for listening. This is CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.